Thank you, Mike. Now to our last batch of stories in this part of Chatterbox. And, if you can, we'd like you to cheer us as we read these out, please. Because they are all stories of good Samaritans, companies doing the decent thing, and people just being lovely for no reason. And they remind us that, you know, the world can still be a really wonderful place. So, get your tissues and smiles at the ready, and let's go.
A Heatherset man is looking for a kind-hearted delivery driver who saved him a marathon late-night walk home after leaving A&E in the early hours. Paul Knight, 41, is currently suffering from an infection in his arm, and when the pain got too much on Tuesday evening, he was forced to go to accident and emergency. Paul also has type 2 diabetes, so was desperate to see a doctor and get checked out. He said, "I was in A&E for several hours, but it was fine. The staff were brilliant." Paul was given medication and was finally allowed to leave the hospital at 3 a.m. "I called all the taxi companies. All said they didn't have availability until 6 a.m., he said. "So I was faced with the choice of hanging around for 3 hours feeling dreadful or trying to walk home." Despite being in lots of pain, Paul decided to hike towards the B1172 as he was familiar with that route. Paul was about a third of the way home when a man pulled over. "I thought he was going to tell me off, which he would be well within his rights to do, as I wasn't well lit at all," he said. "But he was lovely. He was also going to Heatherset, as he had just finished a shift. I got his name, but I almost immediately forgot it. And now I want to find him to thank him. He drove a blue car and was still wearing his DHL uniform. Thanks to the hero driver, Paul finally made it home safely at 4:30 a.m.
Aviva staff are set to receive a £1,000 handout to help navigate the cost of living crisis. In an email sent out to staff, the firm announced it was giving workers earning £35,000 or less a one-off payment in October. The Norwich-based insurance giant said that the money will be subject to normal deductions, such as tax and national insurance, and eligible staff will see it in their October payslips. Workers at the Norwich offices will also see the removal of the £3 daily charge on its car parks, with any final parking charges for June being taken from their August pay. Aviva is one of a number of UK companies that have recently announced one-off payments to help staff manage rising costs. Both Virgin Money and Lloyds Bank are giving workers £1,000 handouts. British Airways and EasyJet have also been offering one-off bonuses to employees. Some trade unions have, however, been critical of the payments, saying staff will be better off in the long term with a pay rise and is close to or matches inflation.
An American-style restaurant is aiming to help families tackle the cost of living crisis by giving free meals to children over the school holidays. Frankie and Benny's, which has 3 locations in Norfolk, has announced that under the hashtag No Child Goes Hungry appeal, it is offering free meals to those who call their restaurant between 11 and 12. People are then asked how many meals they need and can book a time slot to collect. The chain confirmed all calls are treated as confidential and parents can pick up the meals at the takeaway point at the entrance. Collections can be made Monday to Friday from 12 to 6 p.m. until August the 31st. A Frankie and Benny's spokesman confirmed that no adult meals were required to be purchased with the children's meals, and the offer is valid for children up to the age of 11, and is happening across all its restaurants in England.
Bleary-eyed folk out for their morning walks in NR3 were given a lovely surprise earlier this month. Andrea Waldron was out on a walk in Mousehold Heath with her dog when she noticed a book with a ribbon tied round it. She posted the image on social media and received comments from many others in NR3, saying they too had found books with ribbons tied around them. On the books is a sticker from The Book Fairy, which reads, "Take this book, read it, and leave it for the next person to enjoy." Andrea said, "I thought it was a lovely gesture. It made me smile, and I love reading, so I always appreciate a new book." She chose to keep Elizabeth Finch by Julian Barnes. And she said this random act of kindness has encouraged her to take it forward. "I'm going to pass it on, and I believe someone in the NR3 Facebook group said they are going to do the same with their gifted book."
Families are being invited to show their appreciation for anyone that has gone above and beyond to deliver care in the community. The Norfolk Community Health and Care NHS Trust has opened nominations for its annual REACH Awards, which celebrates the most dedicated of community care workers. The awards ceremony, which is split into 10 categories, offers recognition for the Trust's 2,500-strong staff force each year. One of these categories, the Patient Choice Award, places the judging power in the hands of anybody receiving care from the Trust or their families. And bosses are asking families to come forward and help pick the nominees. To nominate, visit www.norfolkcommunity-healthandcare.nhs.uk/reach-awards/. Nominations close on Sunday, August the 28th.
That's all the news on this part of Chatterbox. Stay tuned for part two, and don't forget Let's Talk magazine follows at the end of part two. Have a good week.